This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 411, recorded Wednesday, September 26th, 2018, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. This is where you usually go doom 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 or something like that.
I did go doop 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 doom.
I didn't hear you do that.
Oh. Well, I did. I promise. I went doom 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 doom.
I believe you.
So, how are you? What's up?
Well, last week I sat here waiting for you on our agreed upon rescheduled day and you weren't here. I was very disappointed.
Wait, I wasn't here.
Are you all right?
I am all right.
Did something bad happen?
Yeah, but
you, it's been taken care of?
Yeah.
Okay. As I said, I was just worried.
I appreciate it.
You do know you're my favorite Jerry. Because you're the only Jerry I know.
You know, I was reading a study on how names go in and out of favor.
Yes.
Jeremiah, which is my name, is one of those rather consistent names that doesn't go in and out of style. It is fairly consistently, rarely used, but always in the top, 500. Unlike, say, Jennifer. Jennifer was almost completely unused prior to the 60s. Hit a huge spike in the 70s, and is now, once again, almost rarely used.
I don't know. I've never looked into that. How have you figured out these statistics?
I read them on a blog. There's apparently an organization that keeps track of baby names. The most interesting statistic that I found was that in 1990, 96% of babies were given names that are in the top 1,000. Today, that number is 78%. So what that means is parents are giving their children more and more unique names.
That's probably a good thing on some level.
I don't know.
The world should be full of more unique things. Anyway,
I agree.
But, I'm sorry that last Wednesday I wasn't here. You knew why. Anyway. And let's see. Then Thursday I was back here. Then I was celebrating another one of those holiday things, which I'm still in the midst of. So a few minutes before the show, I was outside my recording studio putting up my pop-up sukkah and then taking it down.
So, you're what?
Well, we're in the midst of the holiday of Sukkot, and rather than building a more extensive sukkah, I bought myself a pop-up. So it's a portable sukkah that collapses into a small pouch so you could take it with you. So a sukkah is a hut without a real roof that you are supposed to dwell in for the week. But since there are thunderstorms, I just ate in it as quickly as possible, dismantled it, put it inside and ran back in before the thunderstorms happened.
Does thunder hurt shukas?
Sukkah.
Sukkas?
No, but without a roof, it would hurt me.
Why? Thunder doesn't hurt anything.
Well, it's usually accompanied by rain. I do not want to be sitting out trying to eat my dinner in the rain.
Oh, so you're avoiding the rain, not the thunder.
Yes. But the thunder is indicative of incoming storms.
Okay.
Either way, that was my busy week, and there's more busyness to come. But we have a few stories to go over. Some interesting things happened while we were not doing a show. We celebrated the 10th anniversary of the first Android phone.
The G1. Wow, that takes you back, don't it?
Yeah, I didn't have one.
I didn't have one either.
But I do know people who did. But it was originally $399. This would have been, let's see, do we have the date here?
10 years
September
ago.
September 23rd, 2008.
Yep.
And paid apps didn't happen until the next year.
So 9 years. And ninth anniversary of paying.
It had a slide-out keyboard. And again, it didn't have a headphone jack.
What? Talk about ahead of its time.
Yep. So if you had one of these, you should certainly say so. If you're in today's mode, apparently Google's releasing its own smart speaker with display, even though there have been some third-party ones. So you may be able to get a Android-type device that is basically a smart speaker, which is just basically a non-mobile tablet.
I like it. I think it's very attractive, and it's not expensive. According to Android Authority, it's looking like $150 for the 8-inch version, which is a pretty reasonable price.
I'm not necessarily disagreeing. Let's see what else we have here. Google is testing driving mode in Play services to open Android Auto or start Do Not Disturb automatically based on when you're driving. Could be good, could be bad.
I don't like this.
Why not?
It's as an long optional as it's feature. Optional.
It is optional. It's basically a driving feature to be able to trigger other things.
You know, it's optional now, but will it be mandatory later?
I'll give you that. We've been there before. Google Voice has rolled out Wi-Fi calling to Android users. It's not quite to everyone, but I think I saw a message that I might have it.
Cool.
Android phones in the U.S. will now automatically share your location during 911 calls. For those of you outside of the United States, 911 is our emergency services number.
You ever wonder why this took so long?
Because the carriers aren't really concerned about our safety. I don't know. There might be many good reasons why. That's the one that comes to mind right now.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The carriers aren't necessarily concerned about our safety.
Well, no, come on. No, that's not it.
It was the theory.
Okay. Alrighty, but hey, it's here now.
Yeah, and we're safer for it.
Potentially.
Let's see. Google Podcasts, the app, appears to be rolling out Chromecast support.
Cool.
I haven't started using this app yet, and I don't know if I will, but good. Weather Timeline app. So this is an app that was popular for weather, has been pulled due to rising API costs.
This saddens, but does not surprise me.
Did I tell you about my API cost thing?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, I had my home automation instance polling the distance from work to home to give me an estimate of it. And apparently it pulled too often because I ended up with an $85 API bill. Which I fixed. But it did, apparently I did not configure quotas correctly. On me, but who would think that asking to know how long it would take me for you to go home would cost $85 in a month? That's after a $200 free allowance. So I sympathize with anybody actually trying to make money, not just trying to figure out how long it takes them to get to their house over the course of the day.
Sure.
Let's see here. Google Chrome for Android apparently does not automatically sync your data to your Google account without your permission, but it will now sign you in. So if you sign into Google inside the browser, it will sign the browser into Google.
Yep. And if you clear the cache, it won't log you out of the browser.
Yeah. And I sort of understand why they thought that this was a good feature, but I like many things they've done lately, they've had some trouble in execution.
Yep.
So in other news, apparently Amazon announced a bunch of home devices.
They did go off the deep rails, didn't they?
For example, the Amazon Basics connected microwave.
Yeah.
I haven't quite gotten that one. Why do I want, you know, other than the coolness factor of being able to turn on my microwave remotely, I still have to put things in the microwave.
You do.
So I'm going to have to touch it no matter what.
You are.
It's not like a stove where you could sort of say, okay, I'm going to put something in and then start the cooking at this time and then turn the temperature down. You know, if I could control my oven timer, that might be a little more useful. But what what it was would be a microwave oven, apparently a professional audio version, a car version, a clock. I didn't quite get the clock.
What's wrong with the clock?
I don't get why I need an Echo-equipped clock that will show
so it can show your timers.
I suppose, but would you buy such a thing?
I don't know. Seems like a cool idea to me.
I think they could do better. So let's see what else we have here. Microsoft has backed away from their Windows 10 warning about Chrome and Firefox. Thought I mentioned that.
Really?
They apparently in their test version were telling people, you are about to install an alternative browser. Why don't you use our wonderful browser? Or I forget what the exact language is. I think I have it here.
You already have Microsoft Edge, the safer, faster browser for Windows 10. Did I tell you my Windows Edge story?
Well, you're forgetting the install anyway button. So basically, Every time you try to install an alternative browser, they're going to tell you you shouldn't, which seems like a bad move. So hopefully they'll back off on that one more than they already apparently have.
Did I tell you my Windows Edge story?
No.
So my wife had a computer. It was an old computer, and it would completely shut down the computer when she opened up certain sites. I think it was just, I don't know. Anyway, so I got her a new computer, a much faster computer.
That's good.
Much, much newer computer. It came with Windows 10 on it, which is, you know, kind of what you expect from a retail machine, and I was okay with that. But one of the first things I do on any machine that I get is install Chrome on it. So I open up Edge and I go to Google Chrome or the chrome.google.com or whatever it is to download. And I get to the site, but when I go to click on the download button, it's not working. And Edge says that Google is not responding. And I tried a lot of stuff to get Edge to download Chrome. And in the end, it would not work. It wouldn't even download Firefox. So I opened up Internet Explorer because this machine also had Internet Explorer, downloaded it lickety-split. I thought that was funny.
Sounds strange. I do not know how to explain that. Glad it worked. Here we are. Google Assistant has beaten Amazon and Siri at understanding non-native English speakers.
Wow. Wow.
Well, this one I thought you'd be interested in. I believe you know some non-native English speakers.
Yes. And it's why I'm going to get some Google Homes.
Okay. I look forward to hearing how it works out for you.
Yep.
I tried to test this theory on my grandmother, who is a non-native English speaker.
And?
Well, she has a problem remembering the name of the Echo. So I haven't quite, she keeps yelling that she's now started remembering that name, but she keeps yelling it at the Google Home. It's a work in progress.
Okay.
Let's see. Google is apparently killing Inbox. Inbox being their alternative mail program.
Wow.
You like this Inbox or you hate Inbox?
I tried to use Inbox for a while, but no, I didn't like
it. Well, the
Inbox
features of it that I liked, I was hoping they would roll into Gmail.
And I believe they did. They are.
Not the additional categories for bundling. You know, like how you have, what is it, forums and all that?
I have...
primary social promotions, updates, and forums?
Okay, yep. Yeah. I don't have some of those because I don't get forum stuff, but okay, that makes sense. All right, cool. Yep, those are what I have.
but in Inbox, you get additional categories.
Right.
For example, one of the ones I like is it sorts GitHub repository responses into like these little tabs. So if I'm following a GitHub repository, I can see all the ones from the same repository.
Cool.
Oh, we all have our little things.
But I believe there are third-party services that you can tie in, but still they couldn't create those tabs at the top, could they?
No, but you know, I said it's a feature I liked. I hope that they add additional options. Again, you can always turn those off. And apparently, if you are interested in home automation, Amazon is trying to turn their Echo into a security system.
Which is some interesting stuff here. Okay, so it's going to listen for glass breaking.
Yeah.
And alarms. And awesome. It'll send a notification to your phone, which sounds like a great idea. But the cool thing is you'll be able to tell it to randomize the lighting in your house so that it'll make it look like somebody's home. And that's just
Does so that ever cool. work? Because I've been trying that for years with various technology, and I don't know. Does it actually scare away people?
I don't know. I have the best theft deterrent on the planet.
You have nothing worth stealing?
I have a big black German Shepherd.
Okay. I went with the other one.
Well, they won't know that until they get in. My theft deterrent lets them know before they actually get into the house.
I'm thinking about that, but then I have to maintain a dog. Can I just get one of those barking recordings?
I don't know. Maybe it'll work. I got to say, there's I've seen some great reactions from people that knock on the door, and then Luna jumps up against the window inside and scares the ever-living mess out of them. Like, they're worried she's going to break that window down and come after her. And there is some visual in addition to the audio feedback for the would-be uninvited guest.
So I've been working on plans for now that things are starting to settle down, I hope, the next range of home automation stuff. So I need cool. a day where I can do some wiring. So the next thing I'm going to do involves trying to make some minor modifications. Then I need to find an electrician. Because while I'm willing to replace a light switch, I am not willing to make to run new lines.
Okay.
The other thing I need to find is an HVAC expert.
I'm sure your city has tons of those.
Yeah, but I'm always reluctant to just use the local listings. I always prefer, you know, like a recommendation from somebody.
Oh, I got nothing for you.
No, I did find somebody who lives only a few miles from here, but they live in the next county over.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to find out whether or not the company they recommended is licensed to work in my county. Bear in mind, I'm not that far. I'm like 5 minutes from the border, so who knows? But either way, I'm looking into putting in ductless air conditioning. I want to see if it's cost effective rather than some of the air conditioning workarounds that I've done.
How does that work?
What? You've never heard of ductless air conditioning?
No.
Okay. So I will give you the simple explanation from the Department of Energy, if the page loads. Here we are. Ductless mini split air conditioning units are basically, they have two components, an outdoor compressor and condenser and an indoor air handling unit. The conduit, which houses the power cable, the refrigerant tubing, the suction tubing, and the condensate drain, links the outdoor and indoor units. So basically, it separates your air conditioning into two pieces. But one of the things is you could have this basically condenser and compressor outside, and it could have multiple zones where inside you could have multiple of the smaller air handling units. So this would be, I don't have central air, I have through the wall air conditioning, and this might be a good replacement for it that would be a little more energy efficient without me having to install ducts.
Interesting.
I don't know if anybody has any experience with it. But one of the things I'm trying to do is I want to basically automate that. So I have to look into which brands would allow me to control it remotely and turn it on and off. Because all of them seem to have remotes. But right now what I do is I have an infrared emitter that sends signals to the remotes. I'd rather sort of cut that out and see if I could use a conventional system. So that's my next project. And it's the perfect time of year for me to look into air conditioning, because it's fall when you no longer need air conditioning.
That's true. Unless you're here.
So we'll see.
Cool.
So that's my project. I have a bunch of other things to do. Like actually find my desk again. Every time I find it, it gets lost again. And I have a Raspberry Pi project that, if it actually works, I will tell you guys about it. I've just been too busy to get it to work. Anyway, so shall we adjourn until next week when I am looking forward to having different things to talk about?
Yes, let's.
Okay. Until next time, once again, by the way, if anybody has any comments, I made a minor change to the pop filter on my microphone this week, so I'm not sure if it's an improvement or not. I may have to make some adjustments. So if anybody has any feedback on that, please tell me if my plosives are less plosive.
Okay. Cool.
Well, until next week.
Until next week. Bye, folks.